And you're listening to Current State on WKAR. Halloween arrives Saturday, and the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor is getting in the mood. On Tuesday night, there's a showing of the classic silent horror film Nosferatu. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me now. I take it the film tomorrow night may not be the coolest thing about the screening?
Yeah,
is that right?
That's fair to say. I mean, the historic organ at Ann Arbor's Michigan Theater is played only, usually, for a few minutes before nighttime films during the weekend. But for Tuesday's screening, it takes center stage. Well, I mean, according to Michigan Theater organist Stephen Warner, the organ will take center offstage.
What I always tell the audience, and many of us tell the audience, is that we hope that, you know, a few minutes into the film, they'll actually forget that we're there and that our music will serve to carry the plot and the mood of the film and hopefully do so smoothly enough that they can just focus on the movie and enjoy it and just let the music be completely organic to the experience, pun intended, I suppose. The score is what's called a compiled score. And so what I've done is assemble existing music that I deem appropriate to carry the mood of the film. And this would have been essentially standard practice for a theater musician during the silent era. The film would arrive, they would receive a cue sheet, which would have a list of the scenes. Each of the respective theaters would have their own library of incidental music that the musician would have to then go to and assemble some kind of score. And of course, obviously a very skilled musician that was doing this day in and day out probably would have a great deal of repertoire in their head at that point that they could just pull from spontaneously. This particular film is highly symphonic in nature. It actually is called A Symphony of Horror as its subtitle, and it really begs for symphonic music.
For the Michigan Theater's screening of Nosferatu in Ann Arbor, organist Stephen Warner has compiled his own score for the 1922 German expressionist horror film. But rather than Transylvania, Warner found musical inspiration from a Norwegian composer.
One of my earlier colleagues had created a score for the film using Bohemian themes that were collected by Béla Bartók. And since he had already done that, I felt I needed to go in a different direction. So I looked to Edvard Grieg because the music is very depictive. His titles of his pieces tend to be very depicting of moods or scenes. And even in this case, the largest core of music for this score is actually his piano sonata, which is a relatively early work. But even though it's just a straight-up piece of classical music, it is extremely picturesque and programmatic.
Now, Grieg's piano sonata is only about 20 minutes long, so how does Stephen Warner turn 20 minutes of music into a score lasting the whole 94 minutes of Nosferatu?
So what you do is that you assign either ideas or characters themes. So it is what Wagner would call a leitmotif. So different characters and emotions have a piece of music assigned to them, or a section, or even just a little motive, this little musical snippet. And then what you do is you practice interweaving those pieces. So I'll just go down and start playing all of these different pieces of music or different sections from the sonata that I've assigned to different characters and practice weaving in and out of them. Or change its meter and then practice mingling them together.
On Tuesday's concert at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, Stephen Warner will accompany the 1922 classic silent film Nosferatu on the organ, which is a little different than the ones you might hear on a Sunday morning in church.
The Barton is a theater organ and is specifically designed to accompany silent movies. And it's actually the smallest instrument, but it is laid out in a way that you can access all of its color from pretty much any position on the instrument. So it has only 13 sets of pipes, but those are all available at multiple octaves and in all three keyboards, and also has a complete set of percussion and traps, and also some Foley effects, which I'll probably use very sparingly on this film, but if I were accompanying a more contemporary film or a comedy, you'd definitely hear the auto horns or the sirens and all the fun stuff it has on its toy counter. In Nosferatu's case, I've probably seen the movie live more than 15 times, and when you're preparing for the movie for the first time you do it, you probably watch it at least that many times or more, just to get familiar with it, kind of memorize the action of the film.
And while Stephen Warner has seen Nosferatu numerous times while accompanying on the organ, there are still some very fun and thrilling moments for him.
While Nosferatu is reading this very mysterious letter from Nock, the real estate agent, while Hutter is kind of watching this very mysterious Count Orlok read the letter, he gets distracted while he's cutting bread with a knife, and then a clock chime goes off. That's a quick cut to the clock chiming, which I need to catch with a chime or a bell or something. And then it cuts back to his face, and it cuts to him cutting his finger accidentally with the knife. And it's really funny because the audience will almost always react to that. You hear someone kind of go, ah, in the audience. There's kind of this real carnal connection to that moment where he cuts his finger. And then, of course, the Count Orlok notices and becomes satiated almost with the view of blood. So it's a scene that kind of changes. Speaking of knowing the film, that's a scene where something happens just every other second. You kind of have to be ready to jump with it. And that's kind of one of the more adventurous moments in the film.
You can see, but mostly hear, Stephen Warner tomorrow night on the Barton Organ at the Michigan Theater while he accompanies the 1922 silent film Nosferatu, the classic German expressionist take on Dracula, at 7 p.m. Tickets available at mischtheater.org. And if you can't make tomorrow's Nosferatu screening, Stephen Warner will have an encore screening Friday night at 7:30 on the church organ at Christ Church Cranbrook in Bloomfield Hills. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.